is James Spann. Did I get the last name right? Hold it now. Sit down. I'm not done. He's from Arlington Baptist College, and he's anxious to get up here and share what the Lord has laid on his heart. I like that. James was born in Fort Gaines, Georgia, on March 1966. He's a youngster. He joined the United States Navy right after high school. He retired from that Navy in December 2005. He's been married for 23 years. That's his greatest achievement. Give him a hand to his wife, Linda. And he's got three children. Minister Spann will graduate with his bachelor's degree in Bible and pastoral degree in spring of 2017. Let's give him a big hand. James Spann, everybody.
Good evening. I wanted to make sure my time hadn't got started. That's why I was trying to get up here, y'all. All right. Let us pray. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, Father. Asking you to forgive me of my sins, Father God. Wash me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Father God. Father God, as I decrease, Father God, you increase, Father God. As everything come from me, Father God, out of me, Father God, it be all of you and none of me, Father God. Just use me as a vessel. We ask for this in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want to acknowledge my pastor, Pastor Foster, and other guys that came out to see me. I know I'm on my time, but I want to acknowledge them for their support. I'm going to be coming from Philippians, the fourth chapter. And I also want to say thank this pastor, this church, and Dr. Brown. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 16 through 19. And for time's sake, I'm just going to read verse 19. And it reads as, My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. You may be seated. And I would like to use for a topic tonight, when you are down, God is up to something. I think about when military or your job or anybody that work in the supply department that ordering stuff, we never really worried about the money. They say order, we order. We make it happen. Hey, don't worry about the money. Just order it. So that was never an issue. But it was times when I want to talk about where you had mama and grandmama, granddaddy, mama, daddy, times that they had to have that unbelieving faith, that faith that's not the evidence of things that not seen. They had to keep on praying and keep on believing in what they were saying and what they had been asking for. So here we got Paul is actually writing a letter to the church of Philippi. And it was not a single individual letter. It was to the entire church itself. And Paul is writing this letter while he's in prison. Paul is facing a death penalty if he get convicted. The Philippian church was the only church that supported Paul monetarily during his ministry after leaving the Greek state of Macedonia. And Philippi was the capital of that. Paul, in his session of this letter, he was recounting in history and giving of the Philippians church in support of his ministry. He reminds them in verse 15 when it say, I set out from Macedonia. Not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving. How many times have we been out there and then our friends, we thought that was our friends, that we thought was our family, that we thought was our loved ones, the ones that we thought that we could depend on, and they let us down. When you just had to turn and look to the hills which comes your help, which is coming from the Lord, and which you have to hold on to that faith. And that unbelieving faith, that faith that you just don't let go, that you know God is going to deliver and do what he said he would do in his word. Paul knew what it was to be in need. And he promised the Philippian church, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory of Jesus Christ. And like I say, when we get down, don't worry. God is up to something. See, sometimes God have to break us all the way down sometimes. Because sometimes we want to get a little bit outside of ourselves. We forget about the hamburgers we used to eat. Now you're able to eat a steak. You want to forget about those times. So sometimes God have to take us back down a notch or two. The Philippian church can teach us a valuable lesson in being good stewards over all that God has given us. There are churches that gave and not just gave, but made the sacrifice. You really think about that. Sometimes that's what counts, is that sacrifice. That sacrifice. How many times if somebody might come up, you might give them something, but you really making that sacrifice for them. Do you understand how God look at that sacrifice? You know, not just because I got an extra 20 that I can help you out with, but this extra 20 that I was going to go watch this basketball game with, I'm going to sacrifice that basketball game to help someone out. And then that one that you're helping out is the one that's in need. And God is just using you as a vessel to help them out. So while you was down, God was up to something. So he used that person to help you out. All right. There are gifts to Paul. And he said definitely was a sacrifice. And that also it was acceptable. And pleasing unto God. God saw who sacrificially gave to support Paul, and he deposited a reward in their account. See, that's why sometimes when we go through life and some of the people that's around you don't understand, favor ain't fair. Favor ain't fair sometimes. They don't understand that. That God just deposited something in your account just for you helping somebody along the way or going out when you seen someone that was in need. You said, let me help them out. I ain't looking for nothing back in return, but God, just that type of God, where he would just say, I'm just going to bless you just a little bit. He's good. God is good, y'all. God. Matthew 20:6 says, But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, or where thieves do not break and in and steal. And you think a lot of us, we want to live in these. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't talking about nobody's house, nothing like that. If you live in a 50-bedroom house, that's your business. But a lot of times, we living in houses that we know we shouldn't be living in, and things that we getting, we thinking we doing it all ourselves, and we forget where it's coming from. And you see, that's why a lot of times we find ourselves God will let you go on and get that. And then next thing you know, God will bring you back down. And then that's when you're going to realize who you're going to have to call on. Because he will supply all your needs. So when you get down, God is up to something. Just hold on to that faith and that belief in him. God was well pleased with the support that Paul got. Paul compares it in the Old Testament as the sacrifice as a person offered up to God when they sacrificed their animals and stuff. It was acceptable unto God. Hebrews 16 tell us, but do not forget to do good, to share, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased with. God promised to supply all our needs to all his dear people and his children. The great promise of Scripture, as he said, he will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. But I want to let you know tonight that God is a great provider. He himself, no matter what the need is, the need is never, ever too great for God. God can and will meet the need. Look at the word, my God. You got to have, when it say, my God, that's something personal with me. You got to have a personal relationship with God. When you go to God, you got to go to God. You got to be able to communicate with him. You just can't want to put him on standby and then want to use him when you want to use him or when you need him. Get you a personal relationship where you give him praises and you give him glory all the time, on the ups and when you are down. And he will always continue to protect you and look after you and provide for you. He's also, I want y'all to know, he's also a great assurance and a provisioner. Whatever you need, God is a God of all by himself. He's able to provide and will supply whatever provision his dear child needs. He will make the provisions for you. It might be the way that you didn't see how it was going to happen. But it's things that God can do, can't no man do. Like they can't understand. How can you feed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? Somebody walked in here right now with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and tried to feed all of us. You say you wouldn't believe it. But my God can do it. Only thing you got to do is believe in him. Trust in him. If you ain't got no food on your table, just when you are down and you are out, just hold on and keep your faith in him. And he will come up and take care of you and provide your needs. He's a great resource. He has unlimited resources of supplies and need. It ain't nothing that he can't supply for you, no matter what it might be. He got all the resources. Who you think? He owns everything from here, everything here on the earth to heaven. He owns it. So he got every resource there is. So you can't miss God by believing and trusting in God. Woo! And guess what? I'm going to get to the great mediator, which is Jesus Christ. How many more minutes I got? 1 minute. All right. The great mediator. That's the one, Jesus Christ. No person can approach God without going through his son, Jesus Christ. One lesson I have learned, the fact that you can never outgive God. You got to look at what God did for us. God gave us the greatest gift of all. He gave us his only begotten son. He wrapped himself up and came down here and walked this dust earth for 33 long years to give us an example of everything that we need to do. No matter what it is, I don't care what you're going through. I guarantee you, you can find it in this little black book. You look at what they did to Jesus. A lot of us said we can't take a beating. But look what Jesus did. They ain't did nothing wrong. But he went from judgment hall to judgment hall. They couldn't find nothing wrong with him. They beat him all night long. They took him to the cross, made him carry his own cross up the hill. But one day they stretched him out. But he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. And then they lifted him up. But then when he died, he dropped his hands in the locks of his shoulder. And it was finished. But then they took him down, and then they buried him in a borrowed tomb. They left in a borrowed tomb. I didn't say one that was healed, a borrowed tomb. That means just for a little while. But early that Sunday morning, when everything, he got up with all powers in his hand. So you can't tell me that veil's ripped and everything. He gave you a direct communication to God himself. But you must go and accept his son as your savior. You must be, you got to be born again. And once you are born again, you are a son of God. And you don't have to worry about nothing, because he will supply your every need. And your mediator, which is Jesus Christ, will go to the Father for you and stand in the gap for you. Thank God. May God bless you. May God keep you.